Welcome to Super Good Question, episode 50. 50. Are we doing anything special? I just did do something special. Okay.
Okay, so first of all, we're irate. We lost another episode.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm really upset about that one. It was good. Sometimes we forget to hit record, or we have the device on the wrong recording channel. You're supposed to do, what, 1,000 hours or something before you're good at it?
Yeah, we're very shy of that.
Have you ever heard of Jack the Monkey?
No.
Okay. That's great, because do I have a story to tell you?
Okay.
So, I'm not sure if I should ask the question first or tell you the story first. Let me ask the question first. Would you give up your legs from the knees down in order to gain a trained monkey?
How trained?
Extremely trained, to the point that
like a butler?
Yes, to the point that he can do your job for you.
Done.
That's what I thought.
In a second.
Now let me tell you the story of Jack the Monkey, a real monkey who was trained to do a job and was paid for it.
Okay.
Jack the Monkey is a monkey, I think, in the 1800s, who operated railway switches.
Oh, yeah.
And
I have heard of this monkey.
The way that he got into this gig was his owner lost his legs from the knees down and couldn't like get over to the switches and pull them. So he trained his monkey to do his job for him. And he would just wheel around or like hobble around the train yard and be like, Jack, go switch that one. Go switch that one. And the monkey would do it. And the rail line got complaints from customers being like, what the fuck? There's a monkey switching the rail lines. This is really dangerous. And they tested him. The railway company was like, okay, we'll see if he's safe. So they gave him a test and he passed. And they were like, all right, I guess we got to start paying him. So they paid both Jack and his trained monkey. This guy's making extra money because he has a trained monkey to do his job. Also, the monkey got half a bottle of beer as part of his payment per week. And
per week?
Monkeys don't drink beer. So the owner got that too.
Half a bottle?
Yeah.
Were bottles bigger back then?
I don't know. Maybe they just determined that a monkey is half the size of a human. So that's what he gets.
Okay. So first of all, that is bullshit that they both got paid.
I know.
My first thought was, aren't you embarrassed that the monkey's doing your job? Like, why aren't you keeping it a secret? Like that literally a monkey can do your job and no, and you're still trying to have a job here?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't they just firing you and keeping the monkey at this point?
The other thing that's always mentioned in the story is that Jack did it for like 30 years or whatever and never made a single mistake.
Yeah, so he's better than a human.
Yeah. Like other rail operators fucked up sometimes. Jack never did.
Yeah. That's believable.
I assume that his trainer like didn't fuck up either, right? Because I assume he was the one telling him which ones to switch. Maybe not. Maybe he just like stayed in bed some days. The monkey went off and did it.
No, I bet the monkey just mostly trained himself.
Yeah. But also, how much of a baller is that guy? I don't remember his name, but like loses his legs. Talk about making the most of a situation.
I'm curious as to how he came into ownership of a monkey as just the switch guy at a rail yard.
I know.
But hey.
If you can do it.
Maybe he's got a brother in the circus. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good work if you can get it, I guess.
So this guy, his situation was that his nickname was Jumper. Because he used to jump between the moving rail cars, and that's how he lost his legs. So they called him Jumper, and his monkey was Jack. But
okay,
he fucked up, got hit by a train, lost his legs. He had to make the most of his life and train a monkey to do his job. All very cool. Going back to the beginning of this conversation, I asked if you would do this voluntarily, and you said yes. So,
well, yeah. I think the fucking Jack's owner would have done it voluntarily too, had he known how it was going to turn out.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he got a lot of women?
Like, yes, but not the ones you want.
You don't think the cool, hot women are interested in a guy with no legs and a pet monkey?
The very, very odd one. Most of them are just freaks.
I think he was, like, a really popular guy. I mean, he has a Wikipedia article.
Oh, popular, sure, but did he pull that much? Nah.
You're not so sure?
I'm not convinced.
I don't think the bottom half of legs are that important to women.
I don't think that that's what they are interested in. They wanted that monkey strange.
Oh no. Oh no.
You know he fucked with that monkey.
The monkey just has tea in the corner or participates.
It's throwing switches all day, man.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Instagram ads. Useless junk for next to no money.
You don't need it. You have to live in a video game for 1 week. If you die in the video game, you die in real life. But the spoils of your adventures get brought back into the real world.
Oh dear.
Which game do you choose?
I don't know. How much is a Super Mario Brothers coin worth in real life?
Is it real gold?
I think we can say yes.
It's probably worth pretty
a lot, right?
A lot, yeah.
Like a solid gold coin? That's probably a lot.
Oh yeah. A couple hundo, I gotta imagine.
Easy.
You got a bag of those things, that's a...
Well, they were like the size of his head, too, so...
Yeah, they were huge.
Could be thousands per coin.
True, true. And thick.
The reason I say that is because, like, I know the levels. I would choose Super Mario Brothers 3, and I know all those levels, so...
I just
probably stay
everyone.
Alive. Although, like, all Mario has to do to die is get, like, hit in the ankles by a stupid...
Literally.
Is it three dimensions? Do I have to avoid Goombas from all sides?
Yeah, I would say it's 2D rules, so you only have to jump up and down, mostly.
I could do that, I think.
I don't know, your knees aren't that good. He falls from some pretty heroic heights, too, and he's fine.
I'm kind of assuming that I get his like body, though, and abilities.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, no, I would probably die, though. Do I get like the amount of lives that you get in a Super Mario game, or is
no,
it one death?
It's one life.
Yeah, fuck, that's not good then. I don't know. Do you have a game in mind?
Yeah, definitely not Mario, because I'm so bad at Mario. I only ever can, like, I can't not speed run a Mario level.
Yeah, yeah.
And it only ever results in me dying horrifically, like the stupidest way as possible.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be that. I don't think I have the skills to like stay alive in a GTA type scenario.
No.
I definitely die within hours.
You got to weigh the spoils as well.
Yeah.
I guess GTA is you would get a lot of money, but
I need a really mundane game.
Yeah, that you get a lot of coins or tokens or whatever playing.
Uh-huh. Candy Crush. Points. Spend a week in Candy Crush.
Inside Candy Crush? Like, what are you? The
I'm all the candies. Just like all my dreams.
I was thinking Tetris or something like that. Some sort of puzzle game where you don't really die. Although you do in Tetris.
You die a horrible, horrible death in Tetris.
What are the passive games where you can't die? How can we...
I don't know. What's Animal Crossing about?
Okay, I don't think you can die in Animal Crossing.
It seemed pretty casual.
Yeah.
What about Pokemon?
You can definitely die in Pokemon.
Can you?
Well, you get sent back to the hospital. That's dying.
No, you're fine.
And just wake up in the hospital.
No, you're okay.
The trainer, I guess, never gets dead.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
okay. You play as the trainer, not the Pokemon.
Right. Yeah, so when all your Pokemon die, you just go back to the nearest hospital. But you don't die, I suppose. So
yeah, there you go. But do you get things? Like, do you get monetary rewards?
You get money,
rewards?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You get money to spend on Pokeballs mostly. And the,
you
the
can
thing
bring
that's...
the Pokeballs back, but they're just, they're empty.
The thing that's infuriating about it, though, is, and I guess a lot of games are like this, but there's regular Pokeballs, and then as you progress and make more money through the game, you just need better Pokeballs to catch Pokemon, so the cost of them goes way up. It's stupid. Bullshit. And I hate how the other Pokeballs look. There's like, the first one beyond regular is like blue top and red sides and white bottom. And it's like, that's not a Pokeball.
That's a Pepsi can.
Neither is the next one, which is gold and black striped Pokeball. Like, come on.
That sounds cool.
I want them to all be white and red, classic Pokeball shape, and for all Pokeballs to have the same amount of power.
Yeah.
Because why bullshit. Wouldn't they?
That's bullshit, yeah. Well, I mean, is it really reasonable to think that the same Pokeball can contain a Butterfree and an Onix?
Well, first
I think
of
there
all,
should be steps to
the same
Pokeballs.
Pokeball can capture a Butterfree and an Onix, because both Butterfree and Onix are like first world Pokemon, like first area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ish. Really? Onix so, is like a beginner?
Yeah, pretty noob? Much. Like it's the legendary ones, like the flying ones, you know?
Yeah, that's bullshit. Onix is a rock snake that's enormous. How does that not win every
okay,
fight?
Okay, well, first of all, sizes in Pokemon don't matter at all.
I know. That's
have you
that's
ever
what I'm
seen,
saying.
Have you ever seen that comic? In the newer Pokemon games, you can set a Pokemon to follow you around, but they always take up one sort of like sprite grid square. So there's a screenshot of the game with a kid standing in the hospital with his Onix, and the nurse is like, let me just fix it up. And then there's an illustration, and it's like the Onix is like crammed into the hospital. It's breaking everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a monster.
Yeah. It's huge. And it's same with other ones like Snorlax. Like where, how do you move that thing around? It obviously can't walk.
Yeah. Is it more comfortable, you think, in the Pokeball? Cause it's just sleeping anyway.
Yeah, every illustration I've seen of the inside of a Pokeball makes it seem like a pretty cool, like, one-bedroom apartment for the Pokemon. So, I do think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, it's an apartment they can never have their friends over to. They have to live in solitude. Every time they leave the house, it's to fight to the death.
It is, yeah. Being a Pokemon is a really sad existence, and they even address that in the world. Like, Pikachu won't go in his... That's uh-huh. That's why he's out all the time.
Yeah.
So they're not even sugarcoating it. They're just like, yeah, it is a prison. Sorry.
Yeah. I never thought about that Pikachu is like, he's the Colin Kaepernick of the Pokemon. He's an unsung hero before his time.
Okay. So Pokemon is a good one. Do you have any other... Can you think of any other games that are sort of passive enough that you don't really die, but you can also make a lot of money for when you bring it back a week later?
Okay, well, how about a game that's like a really slow play RTS or like role-playing game where like a week inside that game would be nothing? Like Eve 6 online or whatever. They're like, guys have had characters for years and years.
Yeah.
Once a year you might go into battle or something.
But that's the thing is, can you make a lot of money within a week if a week in game is like not really
maybe
any time?
I don't know, but like games like that have like crazy economies like all within the market system of the game.
Yeah.
So like you could go in and like start selling all your ships off or something.
What if you
make a billion Imperial credits?
Yeah, you just sell all the stuff that comes with your character.
Yeah.
You could do that in any game. Like, you could start a Skyrim story and just, like, not leave the initial area kind of thing.
Yeah, bring back a bunch of swords.
Yeah.
Sell those.
Yeah. Or, like, Zelda.
Yeah.
Just don't
leave
the
Authentic Master
home.
Sword.
Yeah.
How much can I get for this?
Yeah. So I guess our answer is any game. Just make sure you don't leave the starting area. And
yeah, any game with a home.
Yeah, and gather as much stuff as you can in safe zones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Angry Birds.
Are you a bird?
Yeah, I'm the boomerang chicken.
Oh my God, no, that's awful.
A week as a boomerang chicken, and then you come back to real life, and you're like, this body sucks. I can't even fly in a stupid boomerang pattern anymore.
They have shitty lives, though. Like,
yeah, they're just we're like talking Pokemon.
About Pokemon and Pokeballs. Angry Birds have it worse. They're literally just projectiles. That's uh-huh. their whole existence.
Uh-huh. They just get flung face first into brick walls for yeah, days.
I don't want to be an Angry Bird.
Okay. Pac-Man?
No, you die so quick. Those ghosts are fast yeah. as fuck.
You just come back with like a bag of cherries. I could have bought this.
All beat up and out of breath yeah. with a bag of cherries. Yeah. Okay, so a sad note for our listeners. We are taking a break after episode 50, which is the one you're listening to right now. We'll be off for how long? 2 weeks.
Yeah, a fortnight.
Yeah, that's four episodes. That's four 15-minute episodes that you'll never hear.
Think of it as an hour of your life that you got back.